Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Dowling of the 51st Legislative District in Fayette and Somerset Counties. Representative Dowling, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House was in session this weekend dealing with probably the most important issue that the General Assembly deals with all year long, and that has to do with the state budget. And I understand that it's a somewhat more conservative plan this year than we've seen in previous years. What's going on?
Well, you know, I'm actually really happy with the budget or our response to the budget, House Bill 218. I think it's the right budget for Pennsylvania right now. We were able to ensure that there were no new tax increases, and we also cut spending. Our budget this year is, what we're proposing is $31.52 billion. That's $815 million less than the governor's proposal was asking for, and $246 million less than our current year spend. But in that, it still provides for key responsibilities of our state government. One of the things I'm most excited about is that we were able to get to this point with still putting a $100 million increase into basic educational funding. And that brings our K-12 funding to a record level of $11.8 billion. As Republicans, in just 2 years, we've been able to add over $1 billion in funding to our local schools. And I think that really helps our constituents back at home. The budget does reflect Governor Wolf's proposal to consolidate departments. There was a lot of consensus, I think, that went into building this year's budget. I think a lot of people came to the table, and I'm excited now to move it from the House and to send it over to the Senate to have them work on it as well. And if anyone has any questions about where we are in the budget process right now, or if you are interested in looking at additional documentation, our House Appropriation Committee has put together a whole web page that has resources and links. You can get to that website by visiting my page at repdowling.com.
We're also coming up on the summer, and I understand you have some positions that may be available in your district office, some opportunities for interns.
We do. We have a great unpaid internship program that is for both high school students and college students. It is operated 3 times a year, but we're going to be starting our May-August session. Interns are asked to devote at least 8 hours per week to their office duties. And some of the duties that are included in that are assisting constituents and getting help from state agencies, helping to draft letters on current issues and legislation to send out to constituents, public policy research, drafting co-sponsor memos, daily office duties, event planning with our office staff, attending committee, budget, and legislative meetings with staff. And they do have to do a little bit of traveling, so it does help if they have a vehicle. But if we have any high school or college students interested in an internship with our office, the best way to find out more is by calling Amanda Kateri at 724-438-6100 or emailing her at akateri@pahousegop.com.
And of course, we have a couple of important dates coming up on us. We have Tax Day coming up real fast, and we also have the Easter holiday coming up. And as a result, you're making some changes to your regular office hours. What's some of the details on this?
As everyone probably knows, Tax Day is Tuesday, April the 18th. So in preparation for Tax Day and knowing that some people out there maybe have waited until the last minute to file, we have all the tax resources in our office, federal forms, state forms. We're going to be operating on expanded hours from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. on April 10th, 11th, and 12th. That's the week before Tax Day. For those of you who are working and don't have a chance to make it into the office during our regular daylight hours, we're happy to serve you in the evenings until 8 p.m. again on the 10th, 11th, and 12th. And then we'll be in observance of the Easter holiday, and we'll be closing our office on the 13th, 14th, and then Monday the 17th. And just a reminder, our Ohio Powell office is also closed on Thursday. If you want a complete listing of our hours, or if you are interested in the internship or anything else we discussed today, again, I'd refer you to repdowling.com. You can also search for Rep Dowling on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook.
Representative Dowling, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Matt Dowling.